Welcome to Of Men, For Men. Here we'll discuss issues pertaining to the modern day man. Subjects like health, wealth, lifestyle, gear, and relationships. So join me as we dive into the world of men. For men. Hello and welcome to the Of Men, For Men podcast. I am your host, James Rodney Lemax. All right, come on in, kick back, relax, grab yourself a cool one. Hey, yeah, man, I thought I'd try to squeeze one out right here for the weekend, man. You know, I got a little bit something on my mind. You know, I figured I'd get it out there on the internets. You know, talk to my men out there and see what's going on. All right. I want to call this one The Herd. Like, The Herd, what the hell is he talking about now? Oh, unless you've been up underneath a rock or something, you know, I'm sure you've at least heard of, no pun intended, Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. Right now, they were married for less than 2 years. All right, and after the fact, she did some story or something for a magazine or something, got posted online or something, and told everybody how Johnny Depp had abused. Now, none of this came out in the divorce now. See, but she wants to say all this shit after the fact. She'd been abused and, you know, how he, you know, was supposedly smacking her around, abusing her mentally, emotionally, this, that, and the other. Right? This Amber Heard. You know? Everybody says she's so beautiful. I don't see it. She's pretty. But, you know, I mean, I've seen lots of pretty. Right? And this, you know, of course, now this is right on the heels. What's been a month and a half, maybe 2 months? You know, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. And we know she's got him all twisted up. See, it's these females. Right? Now, she ain't accused him of doing anything nefarious, but, you know, she got his mind all messed up, bruh. You know? But, you know, all this, you know, Me Too and believe all women, whatever they say, I'm like, no, bullshit. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't some males, and I say males, not men. There are some males out there that do some horrible acts towards women. Of course there are. Is that majority? No. Do they do it? Yes. And they should be held accountable and punished to the full extent of the law. On the other hand, right? Everybody knows there's some females out there that are just as bad or worse than the men. Because they vindictive with their shit. Right? You know, they can be downright mean. They want to ruin you. Right? Take you down for the count. And that's, you know, I mean, just, well, with these, that Kavanaugh, right? you know, put him up there for, you know, justice of the Supreme Court. And then they propped that female up there. And everything she said was a lie. Now, there are some people out there that still believe all that shit. But none of it, not a single thing she said was substantiated. She had no witnesses. The places where she was supposed to be didn't exist at that time. The people that she said was there, nobody was there. You know, none of them corroborated. She had no corroboration with her story. She is just fucking made up. She was put up to that shit. They did the same thing with, who was it? Thurgood Marshall, first black man on the Supreme Court. They had that, what was her name? Nita Hill? Come up there and, you know, accused him of inappropriate, you know, touching and, you know, like he was trying to hit on her or something like that. She was put up to that shit too. It all came out there, you know, again, there was no cooperation. She was put up to that to try to take him down. Because he was a black man trying to get on the Supreme Court. That's all bullshit. But see now, their names. See, even I remember this, and that was back in the '80s. But now their names are smeared forever, and that's what this trial has been all about. They're divorced. I mean, that's all settled. And if she was gonna claim all that shit, she should have done it then, and she did. But then, you know, after the fact, now she's out there running her mouth, running around telling all these stories. See, and she cost him a lot of money. When she did that, she defamed him, see. And then, you know, Johnny Depp, you know, they canceled him from Disney. He couldn't do no more Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, that's tens of millions of dollars in his pocket. You know, she done defamed him, cost him some other projects that he was working on. They all cut, you know, they all cut ties with it. You know, they cut bait. He's done. Ain't no telling how much money she cost him. You know, and he's already paid her out. They're divorced. She ain't got no money. She had a little bit of money because she starred in a few films here and there. You know, and she was kind of the hot commodity at the time when they got together. You know, but now everybody's seeing all the crazy shit. Now everybody's seeing how crazy she is. And I'm telling you, gentlemen, I'm telling you, I've been telling you for 10 years. You gotta check yourself before you wreck yourself. I know some of these females are hot and you'd be thinking with the wrong head, right? That's why you don't stick your ding ding in crazy. You don't do it. I know, I've been there. I'm telling you, the hotter they are, the crazier they are, because they can get away with it. All females are like that. You know, I'm not saying they're crazy. We're using that as a general term. But, I mean, she's already been diagnosed. You know, she got some mental issues. Right? The problem is the better looking they are, the more they can get away with it. Because, you know, man, she's hot, you know. Man. You know, but the crazy is right there. You can see it. It's just below the surface and it raises its head every once in a while, but you let it slide because she's so hot. You know, because she's giving up the poo nanny and she's giving it to you good. Right? Because you know that crazy sex, you know. Oh, man. It's hot. I know, I've been there. You know, they'll be in there doing monkey double backflips on you, bruh. Taking care of your business. So you let the crazy slide, see? But after a while, the crazy starts to increase and the hotness decreases. Right? And then there comes a time where you got to figure out, okay, am I going to stick this thing out or am I going to cut bait on this female? Right? Because you got to be careful, man. They can set you up for failure, man. You know? You don't know. That's what I'm telling you. You need to vet these females. You know, find out as much as you can about them, about their background. Do one of them damn Google searches on that. You know, they got all kind of things on there where you can check their background, see if they've been locked up for shit. You know? I'm telling you, bro. Bad juju, man. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. And he's just trying to clear his name. But see, now all the crazy crap's coming out, see? And that's what happens. It gets messy, you know? It gets bad. You don't want all that. You don't need all of that in your life, man. You know, you got stuff to do, man. You got things to do. You got places to be. You don't need some crazy female, you know, screwing up your whole flow, man. Don't need it. Right? You got to be able to discern, okay, you know, do I want to be with this chick or is she just flat up crazy, man? Got to be able to figure that out. And early on. I mean, we all know they're all females. They're made different. They're wired different. They're emotional. They're supposed to be. That's the way the good Lord made them, okay? Because we're not. You know, we're more pragmatic, okay? We think logically and less emotionally. All right? That's the way the good Lord made us. That's just the way it is. It's all good. And then, you know, that's why you got man and woman. They come together and they, you know, they work it out together. But sometimes some of these females and in today's society, right? These females are allowed to run around and do all that stuff. I mean, you get on TikTok and see how many mentally ill people there are on there. Man, that'll turn you off right there, bro. You don't want nothing to do with it. Nothing. There are some crazy people out there. And it's getting worse. Ain't getting no better. They're encouraging all this behavior. Right? People are confused nowadays. They don't know what bathroom to use. They don't know what gender they are. They ain't but two. They ain't but two. You know? And that's science. You want to talk about science? That's science. You know? You break it down. Chromosomes. XX and XY. If you XX, you female. You XX, you a male. That's all there is. There ain't nothing else. You know, now you might be confused in your head, that's fine. And if you want to go, you know, do all those surgeries and stuff like that, that's fine too when you're an adult. Not as a child. They shouldn't be encouraging this stuff with children, right? That's why I'm saying they're encouraging crazy, you know. And I see more and more and more of these people who have gone through these surgeries and gone through these processes. And now they regret it afterwards. And now they're trying to get back to where they were. They figured it all out, that it was all a lie, that it was all geeked up by all these people. Oh, yeah, encouraging them to do that shit when they shouldn't have been encouraging them at all. Just let them be. Everybody gets awkward. You know, in your adolescent and teens. Everybody goes through that. All right? But I don't want to get too far into that. That's probably a whole nother podcast. But yeah, man, these females, I'm telling you. You got to be careful with them. You got to check these females out, man. And you got to do it early and know what's going on with them. You know, if they're not stable, I had a simple rule. You know, they needed to have a job. They needed to have their own place. And they need to have their own transportation. You know, have their own money, their own place, and their own car. Don't be relying on me for none of that. You know, at a bare minimum. You know? And then I made the mistake of trying to date, you know, some females. You know, that I knew they weren't a match. Right? But again, with the hotness, You know, and they taking care of the business. Right? So you let it slide, you know? Or you know you're not compatible because, you know, you might be a conservative and they're liberal. You know that your ideologies are juxtaposed to one another. So you know it ain't gonna work out. So anytime you spend with them, you're wasting it. Because that relationship ain't going nowhere. You're not gonna change their mind. Right? And they're not gonna change yours. You know? So the best thing to do is just, you know, save yourself time, money, energy, right? Your attention, your team, right? Save all of that, you know, for someone else, for someone that you're more aligned with. And it's sad because, you know, these two people, they got everything. They got looks, they're famous, they got money. Right? They shouldn't be having no problems. But again, you know, society lets them get away with all this bullshit. You know, there's very few people that tell them no because of who they are, you know, their money, their status, their movie stars. Everybody surrounding them is encouraging them to do whatever the hell it is that they want to do. You know, a lot of leeches, a lot of hangers-on. Right? Nobody wants to be the bad guy and tell them no. You know, they want to be their friend. And there's stock in this victimhood nowadays. You know, I'm a victim. See, you get some social points for that. That's why you see all these people. You know, they're a victim of this or they're a victim of that. You know, there's stock in victimhood. You know, instead of, you know, just, you know, hey, I overcome that, or, you know, I beat this or I beat that, or I'm a victim. You know, anybody can be a victim of something. And now they, you know, they ain't got enough of it. They making shit up. She ain't been a victim. And if you pay any attention, I mean, and I haven't. I've just seen little clips here and there. You know, and they got recordings of her just, you know, physically abusing him and verbally abusing him, you know, trying to manipulate him. We've talked about manipulation. Right? Don't get tangled up with stuff like that. Run away. Run far, far away. Stay as far away from that kind of stuff as you possibly can. Right? Look out for yourself. Take care of yourself. It's called self-care, right? Self-care is staying away from crazy. Stay away from it. You know? You know, find yourself down-home girls, you know? Very simple, simple life. You know, simple upbringing, simple family. You know, you don't need all these exotic females, this, that, and the other. And I know they're interesting, they're exotic, they the hotness and the this and that, but it ain't worth it. You know, it is not worth it. It costs you too much in the end, gentlemen. It really does, and I hate to see, you know, I'm not a huge Johnny Depp fan. You know, I like his movies, you know. But I think, you know, you can see, you know, from what I've seen, he seems like a very demure, very gentle, you know, person. You know, I don't think he's not, you know, some big, you know, brute of a guy. You know, he's a slight man. He's a, you know, soft-spoken person. You know, and I've seen him, you know, do a lot of charity stuff. So I don't think that he's an abuser. You know, as far as I can tell. Right, but what do I know? But if there was any real proof of it, she'd have had it, right? I mean, they've even had cops, you know, that had come to the house and this, that, and the other, and they're like, no. You know, that's not what happened. You know, so it ain't looking good for her at all. Right? And it's gonna make her look bad. But it's sad to see that he has to take her to court, you know, for defamation in order to clear her name. She can just go out there and make false accusations, right? And she didn't like, you know, say his name per se. But I mean, you know, there are times when, you know, you say something and it's obvious who you're talking about. You know, I mean, you don't need to say the person's name. You know, it's clear who you're talking about. And that's what she did. And that's why he took her to court. He's like, okay, enough's enough. You know, so I don't blame him. He's got money. He can do it. And he should, to clear his name. But it's sad that he has to do that. That he has to spend the time, the money, the effort to do all of this. Just to clear his name. You know, and it shouldn't be like that. But that's what females can do. That's why I say you got to be careful, gentlemen. You got to watch your P's and Q's. Don't set yourself up. All right, my friends. I want you guys to have a good weekend, man. Take care of yourself. You know, get yourself a plan together and do something for yourself. You're right. Even if you need a little time alone, that's good too. Right? All right. Take care of yourself, your friends, your family. I appreciate you being here. Check out the social media sites. Right? The Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter, Gab, Locals, Parler. All right. If you'd like to support the channel, you can do so using the support button on the app that you're using right now. And I appreciate all of those that do. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you know, comments, questions, smart remarks, you know, you can reach me at ofmen4men@gmail.com. Yeah. And, you know, for those of you that have, contacted me, I appreciate it. I appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate your time, your patience. I appreciate you tuning in, if I can speak. I appreciate you telling a friend. Like, subscribe, give me a 5-star review. All right? All right, my friends. Have a good weekend. Be safe out there. I have been James, Rodney Lemax, and you have been great. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
This will be a weekly podcast. You can find it on the Anchor app and anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to seeing you there.